Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, March 19th. This is day 15 of our consecration, our 21-day spring consecration and devotion. It also marks week three, the beginning of week three, which our focus for this week is others, Lord, others. Our thought today is a worthwhile investment. Today, I'm going to share with you my thoughts, which are condensed, adapted from a message that I heard by Dr. D. James Kennedy. Actually, it was March 19th, 1978. That's not when I heard it, but it just happens to be the same day, you know, almost 50 years ago at the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But it really struck me, and I thought I would share with you today. Our scriptural reflection is coming from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 15th chapter and the 4th verse. The Word of God says this: "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it?" Devotional thought here. Back in the Great Depression, a Missouri man named John Griffith, the controller of a massive railroad drawbridge that spanned from the Mississippi River, decided to take his 8-year-old son, whose name was Greg. He took him to work with him on one sunny afternoon in 1937. As they sat on the observation deck for lunch at noon, time seemed to fly by. Suddenly, John was jolted by the piercing shriek of a train whistling in the distance. He glanced at his watch and gasped in shock. It was 1:07 p.m. You see, the Mississippi Express, carrying 400 passengers, was barreling straight towards the raised bridge. Without hesitation, John leaped from the observation deck and sprinted back to the control tower. Just as he was about to throw the master lever, he caught a glimpse below, and his heart sank. Greg had slipped from the deck and plummeted into the colossal gears that operated the bridge. His left leg was caught in the intricate cogs in the two main gears. Desperation clawed at John's mind as he frantically brainstormed a rescue plan. However, with each passing moment, he realized the odds were stacked against them. The train whistle pierced the air once more, accompanied by an ominous clicking of the locomotive wheels on the tracks. There in the depths below, he could hear the faint sound of his son's cries. Yet there were 400 passengers on the train. Oblivious to the tragedy unfolding, John knew he had to act swiftly. With a great deep breath, he buried his face in his left arm and pressed his master switch forward. The massive bridge began to lower into the place as the Memphis Express roared across the river. When John finally lifted his head, tears streaming down his face, he peered into the passing windows of the train. Inside, he saw businessmen engrossed in their afternoon newspapers, elegantly dressed ladies sipping coffee in the dining car, and children happily pushing long spoons into their ice cream. Not a single person looked towards the control house or the colossal gearbox. With unbearable agony, John's voice trembled as he cried out to the steel train, "I sacrificed my son for you people. Don't you care?" But his words were drowned out by the rushing train, and no one heard the anguished plea of the father. The train rushed by, but nobody heard the father's words, which recalled in Lamentations 1 and 12, "Is it nothing to you, all who pass by?" Others, Lord, others, let this my motto be. Let's pray. Lord, help us to not be so focused on us that we miss our assignment. teach us the value of sacrifice, that we fully appreciate what you did, that we might live. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. See you tomorrow morning for day 16. Godspeed.